Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast.
among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners. And you know, I always say that's a good thing, because the more people that listen to the word of Yahweh, the better it is for passing his words to those that don't know. Now, we do have a problem with a small amount of the people that come to listen to the words of Yahweh. As I said a few days ago, they want you to listen to other Yahwehs. Change the word around and let you think that, hey, listen to Buddha or listen to something else. Many always come speaking different things outside of the Bible. That's why we have read in Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and verse number 5. 4 says, "And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Yahweh the Son, and deceive many." And that's true. It's happening as we speak today. This is one of the reasons why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums for righteous learning and Christianity. We welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's words, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek and have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But now we do have a Sabbath class, and the top part of Sabbath is Friday. We have our class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and right on the search line, type tribeyada.com. And just under a big wire, you'll see some choices. One, which is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. Or any other device you possibly may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, you have to ask yourself, does Yahweh come down to collect dues? Have you forget? Yahweh, with his word, can create all. So this question remains, how is this done? How receive Yahweh's word that he has given us through the protocol? So we do nothing about tithes. Well, in Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 through 10, that's mentioned what should be done. 9 says, "Ye are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation." 10, "Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouses, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, said Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there should be not enough room to receive it." Well, at this note, a man of wisdom asked me, "Elder Tibbs, explaining all this, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms means?" I replied, "Yes." You know, I had mentioned this before for some members that had heard this repeated. I replied, "Yes." He said, "Let me explain it to you and give you a verse to go along with that." Okay, so he gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse number 3. There he said, there can be no good to come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Well, now I know why Malachi chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 played a big part in that. So that was good. Because we have to keep in mind that we remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building the school that we often mention, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just type in three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. At that point, we even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh online. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 600 camps of Yahweh's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I will have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Now, on another note, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Pal Talk. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find Yahweh's Word is also working there for your Bible education. Online to answer any of the discussed topics that we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding their shotgun. And at this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Blood Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when we are given scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear, slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly. Remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, and not that of confusion, as we're reminded of in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. If we're doing this, we keep the scriptures of righteousness in our mind. But when you're trying to win a bump the gums contest, you miss all the Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you, because we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So we can start that learning process. We'll pass our program over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, that's excellent on your part. And like the Elder said, there will be no tomorrow broadcast, but back on Wednesday. And, well, you know, one thing about it, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, so we clear of Satan's devices in 2:11. We're not ignorant of it. But young lions, look up a word for me, and I don't know the definition of this word. Why? I mean, HYPERSONICMISSILES. I repeat it again, young lions. Look up the word HYPERSONS. Look up that word, folks, here. And when we do here, we'll take it from there. But right now, let's go open the minds up. Remember, no class tomorrow, and the feast day is only. So, feast days is only days away. And, all right. Feast days only, and the captain's call while the broadcast is going on, so I wonder why the captain's calling it's time for showtime. One of the records saying we can't, about who made that record, can't be in two places at the same time. The captain can't be in two places at the same time on the network and on the telephone at the same time. All right, let's see who's going to be on tonight, episode take number 182. Let's see, can we find out who's going to be on stage? Let's see if we find young lions. So we're getting young lions. And maybe an old cap somewhere is getting a pass to spread them old books out. And we can talk on that telephone a little bit later. But let's get some Dust Edge Yahuwah on the move. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahuwah Judah, one of them young lions, up and coming teachers out of Cap 1. Yahuwah bid you there, see right.
Yahuwah bless you there, Israel. Oh, see, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. Let's see who else can be on stage for a nice episode.
Hallelujah.
All right, Captain Irvin. All right, the captain out of Camp 1. Another one of them up-and-coming leaders and teachers out of Camp 1. Hey, Captain Irvin. Yahuwah bid you there, see, Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, but see Roy. Yahuwah bless you, and Yahuwah keep you. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, that's the Captain Joseph. So he ready to go. And how about another up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1, Brother Titus. Brother Titus, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah bless you there, see Roy.
Yahuwah bless you there, see Israel. Oh, Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent. All right. Excellent. And let's find Mother E. Let's see if Mother E ready to come on stage for another episode, part number 182. Hey, Mother E. I'm the mothers out of Camp 1. Yahuwah be there, Steve Roy.
And Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. Oh, Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, why that Mother E? We know Mother Z is at the desk getting prepared to give a commentary a little bit later on the broadcast. Says, yeah, see, after that, let me hear something first. I got to hear something to give a commentary. How can I give a commentary unless I hear something? Well, we get ready to hear something real shortly when Brother Micaiah look right at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What that say there, Brother Micaiah, that we can get going on there? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
That's right. That's excellent. And that's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. But see, we got to not forget. Let's go back and find out what we should not forget. See, the righteous spirit will, and we got to take a look at sometime when you forget. It can cause you and everybody around you, there, Brother Micaiah, In Leviticus 23, Brother Micaiah, verse number 1, 2, and 23 down to verse 25, can you help those see out? Let's see what we should not forget in Leviticus 23. Something we should not forget. 23 verse 1 and 2. And matter of fact, we'll 1, 2, 4. Then we'll skip down to 23 down to verse 25. Let's see what we should not forget there, young lion. Come on.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 1, 2, and 4, and 23 down to 25. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1 reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feasts." Verse 4.
Hold that point right there. Speak unto the children of Israel. First Titus, who is the children of Israel in First Maccabees 3:46? Who is the children of Israel in First Maccabees 3:46? Can you tell Osir, he says, speak unto the children of Israel. Can you tell me who are the children of Israel in 1 Maccabees 3:46.
1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 46 reads, "Wherefore the Israelites
assembled
together."
So that's who the children of Israel is. Who the children of Israel is again, brother Titus, who are they?
The Israelites.
So the children of Israel is the Israelites. That's who they are. So when he says speak unto the children of Israel, he's talking to the Israelites. The Israelites means all 12 tribes. The Israelites. That's who the children of Israel. So when Moses was talking, Yahweh was talking to Moses. He said, speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites. Now come on back, Brother Micaiah, and let's see what else he said to the children of Israel, the Israelites. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "Speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous gathered. Even these are my feasts." Verse 4. "These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous gathered, which you shall proclaim in their season." Verse 23. "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying," verse 24, "speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and righteous gathering." Verse 25. "You shall do no severe work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh."
Mm-hmm. So we find out that on the seventh month, on the first day, and it's time, is what, Brother Micaiah, in the 16th chapter, what is this time that we pose on the seventh month, the first day, what is this time that we can read in Deuteronomy 16, what is this time for the feast? I'll pick it up where it says that, in the fourth line where it says et something. So skip down four lines and pick up where it says et something. Let's see what time is the feast where it says et what. Hezekiah, at what? In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, where it says, these are my feasts, the 7 days, 7 months, the first day, at what? At what? Brother Micaiah,
the book of Deuteronomy. Okay, chapter 16 or chapter 6?
16, verse 6. And skip down 4 lines. I need to know what time do the feast start that we can read. Skip down 4 lines where it says, at what?
At the going down of the sun. At eve.
A little bit louder there, Captain. A little bit louder there,
at
Captain.
At even. At the going down of the sun.
Excellent. So that's when the feast. So you won't know what time did the feast start on the 7th month, the first day, at evening. What time again, Captain?
At evening, at the going down of the sun.
At the going down of the sun. So that's when the feast day starts. It starts the 7th month, the first day, at evening. And what that means, the going down of the sun. So that's how you're supposed to deal with Almighty Feast Day. At evening, when the going down of the sun. So you can look out your window, and you'll see exactly when the feast starts. Now, Brother Micaiah, give me a precept in Mark 1:32 on that, Brother Micaiah. How about a precept on that? And, you know, the captain read the math down. If you entertain by any kind of way, the captain said, if he entertain himself any kind of way, I'm gonna jump in and get it out the way. Mark 1:32, what it say?
The book of Mark, chapter 1:32.
Yeah.
Book of Mark.
Yeah.
Chapter 1, yeah. Verse 32.
Okay. Well, it's just about, it's over 600,000 on the international side. They just want to know what's the hold up on pulling the trigger there, you know what I'm saying?
The book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 32. 32 reads, in that evening, when the sun did set.
Excellent. Right there. So that's when the feast is. At evening when the sun set. So the feast is at evening when the sun set. So now we clear about what it's all about. The feast will start on the 7th month, the first day, at evening when the sun sets. So that's how you, well, what time? What time? Well, now you know what time it is. Remember, everything is done to the in the book. And it makes
hallelujah.
It plain. In 8 verse 3, makes it plain. In 8:3, Brother Micaiah, what it says in Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. So this is how we pose the roll. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3, Brother Micaiah, how we pose the roll, come out.
Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and he humbled you, and suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your father know, that he might make you known that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahuwah do man live.
Mm-hmm. And Paul addressed that mass in the audience at the Southern Kingdom in 3, verse number 3 and 4 of Romans there, young line. What did he say, Brother Micaiah? And verse number What did he say that we can read? Romans chapter 3. I'm hearing a lot of background there, noise there, Brother Mikhail. And a whole lot of background noise. So let me see, not bring in Bud Titus to kind of help those say out a little bit to the young lion, kind of get his microphone all ready and geared up to go. Bud Titus. Now, I'll just say it again, Bud Titus. Can you help those say out?
Yes. Yes, sir. The book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Romans chapter 3, verse 3 reads. Well, what if thou did not believe? Did their unbelief make the covenant of Yahweh without effect? Verse 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, let Yahweh be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your faith and might overcome when you are dead.
Mm-hmm. So he said, let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. See, everybody, a lot of big camps that say, we don't already got our peace in after a while. You're getting it in. You got it in, and you ignoring the page of the book. The book said that feast day coming up is the seventh day, seventh month, first day at evening. And you only going to have the seventh month, the first day once a year. So it's going to fall on the same time every year. It ain't always different days, different time, no. We know, we read in 8 verse 3, man live by every word that the Almighty have said. That's what we do know. That's how man live. Now, Brother Titus, in the 48th chapter of the book of Isaiah 1, 2, and 3, and we got to get back on showing that what we got to never forget. We got to never remember. That says remorse is remembrance. And the same thing is remembrance on exactly how you got to conduct yourself to avoid punishment. Even with your body, what you eat, you got to make sure you clear what this man said. And if you don't change in Malachi 3, verse 6, you got to remember even how to live in Yahweh that you can avoid punishment. Is that right? Our mother, hey, Mother E, is that right over there in 721? In 721 of 2nd Ezra, is that right, Mother E? What does it say that we can read in 721 down to verse 23? 2nd Maccabees, I mean 2nd Ezra, chapter 7. Well, make y'all Ezra. 2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 down to verse 23. What he told old Ezra concerning that matter? Come on.
2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21. For Yahweh has given straight commandments to such as come, what they should do to live, even as they come, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. Verse 22. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but speak against him and imagine vain things. Verse 23. And deceive themselves by their wicked deeds, and said of the Most High that he is not and know not his ways.
Mm. That's foul stuff, that mother. So really, what they're doing is deceiving who is they deceiving? A mother. Who they really deceiving?
Themselves. Deceiving themselves.
That's all you're doing. See, listen. If you know that you are the children of Israel, the Israelites, and you don't apply yourself to what he got written, you only deceive it yourself. Now give me Baruch 4:1 there, Mo. 4:1 and 28. Give me 4:1 and Baruch 4:1 and 28. So what we trying to tell you, see, our job is to come on these networks and we aim to the six anointed camps of Voice of the Jewish Right. Although we know it's over 600,000 plus on the international side. But understand one thing. We got to lead by example. We got to do this. If you know you are the children of Israel, the Israelites, this is something you got to do, whether it's rain, sleet, or snow. Because you've been chosen for these days right now. So it's up to you. Keep dragging your feet. Remember last night, less than 7:6 says, St. John, Yahweh said, I know my time, but you don't know when I'm going to kill you.
Right.
That's what he say. You don't know when I'm going to kill you, but I know my time in St. John 7:6. What he say, Mother, you can read Baruch chapter 4:1 and 28.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 28. Verse 1. This is the book of the commandment of Yahweh, and the commandments that endure forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die. Verse 28. For as it is, for as it was your mind to go astray from Yahweh, so be in return, seek him 10 times more.
So, Mother, when you go astray from Yahweh, if you get stuck on a little absent-minded, now what's over your head according to verse 28, what you got to do? According to Yahweh, what you got to do?
Seek him 10 times more.
You got to seek him 10 times more? You just can't just fall in just across the jacket front. And, you know, no. You got to seek him. How many times again, Mo?
10 times more.
10 times more. And what he say again in verse 1 again? Now, this is why you got to teach you, seek him 10 times more, because look what he says in verse number 1.
Let me read the whole thing of this.
Just verse 1. Give me 4:1. Yeah.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the commandments of Yahweh, the commandments that endure forever. Even all they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die.
So there it is. That's why he's saying 7:6, I know my time, but you'll never know your time. If you're not right. Keeping the Torah and stuff, then the man going to kick you. That's mm-hmm. It right there. 4 verse 1. If not keeping the Torah and stuff in the first 5 books, don't look for nothing but the man to kick you, according to Baruch 4:1. That's what he said. You can't back away from this. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let's get a precept on that. Hey, Cap, let's get a precept on that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 35 down to verse 39. Hey, Captain Joseph, how about give old C a precept on that? Let's see, did Paul take it to the great big Southern Kingdom Temple in the 10th chapter? Peter gave him the microphone in verse 35 to 39, and what did he say? Captain, we won't know. What did he say, Captain Joseph, in the 10th chapter, verse 35 to 39, backed up with Romans chapter 8, 31 to 39? Back to back, Captain, you on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 39. Verse 35 reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of Yahuwah, you might receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Verse 38, now the just shall live by the Torah instruction. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul or the life. Alleluia. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 33.
39.
Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39. Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39, and it reads, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If Yahuwah be for us, who can be against us? Verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahuwah's elect? It is Yahuwah that justified. Verse 34, who is he that condemns? It is Yahuwah the Son that died, yeah, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahuwah the Father, who also make intercession for us. Hallelujah. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 36, as it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor ministering spirit, nor principality, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahuwah the Father, which is in Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. So he's saying, don't let nobody deter you away from Yahuwah's business. If you find out that, oops, I'm a member of the children of Israel, the Israelites, then that means you got duties to do. You got to find out what them duties is, because then if you were to mate and they not uplifting you in that understanding, you have to make a choice. Because remember, any mate that you have, male or female, they supposed to uplift you in the word of Yahuwah. Not moaning, groaning, but uplift you in these scriptures. This is a serious job that's on the table. And now we're going back to Brother Titus. So you have to keep that in your mind. That's why we're going to take a look at, make a little detour, because we got to understand how this thing was established. But it was established by rules and regulations that we can read. Now, whatever that means, I don't know yet until we find out what but Titus got to bring on the table in Isaiah 48, 1, 2, and 3. Hey, but Titus, what you working with in Isaiah 48, 1, 2, and 3? What you working with?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 48. verse 1 through 3. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1 reads, "Hear ye this, O family of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Yadah, which swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of Yahweh Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness." Verse 2. "For they call themselves of the righteous city, and say themselves upon Yahweh Israel. Yahweh's host is his name." Verse 3. "As declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass."
Yeah, that sounds pretty good there. But something, I missed a hit out of that young lineup. Can you read me that verse again in 48? What did he say again in verse 48? He said something in 48. I noticed it. It's dripping with a whole meat full of precepts in there. So I just got to hear it again. What did he say in 48 verse 1?
Isaiah the Seer, chapter 48, verse 1 reads, "Hear you this, O nation of Israel, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Yadah, which swear by the name of Yahweh, and make mention of Yahweh Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness."
He said, they know who they, and now these are the ones that know who they are. But these are the ones that know who they are, but he said, now, they come out of Judah, out of the waters of Judah. Now, what do they mean by the waters of Judah? See, there go your precept right there. They come out of the waters of Judah. Now, what's that supposed to mean? There where your precept come in at. And you know, and you're sticking on the camps, when certain things you hear, that's when those fear are going to know you're ready to go. It comes out of the water of Judah. Now, what's that supposed to mean that we can read? See, can we find out what that means in Second Chronicles? That's right on Second Chronicles, and find what that means. It comes out of the water of Judah. What's that supposed to mean that we can read? Let's see if we can find out what we can read there, young lion. We're going to find out what do that mean. They come out of the water of Judah. Now, what do that mean that we can read that comes out of the water of Judah, Brother Titus? What's that supposed to mean?
Yep.
Let's see. In the 15th chapter of Second Chronicles, have to see how let them see can you walk this thing down. What do you mean by they come out of the waters of Judah? In the 15th chapter, 1 down to verse 4, then skip down to verse 9, let's see if we get start getting warm up a little bit. No, I need 8. I need 15, 1 through 4, 8 and 9 to get warmed up. Second Chronicles chapter 15, 1 through 4, 8 and 9. Brother Titus, come on.
Book of Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, and verse 8 through 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. Read. "And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Azariah, the son of Oded." Verse 2. "And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Verse 3 reads, "Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true Yahweh and without a teaching here and without the Torah instruction." First 5 books. Verse 4. But when they, in their trouble, did turn unto Yahweh of Israel and sought him, he was found up there." Verse 8 and verse 9. "And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded, the seer. He took courage and put away the abominable idol out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and all and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahuwah that was before the porch of Yahuwah. Verse 9. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with him out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon, where they fell to him out of Israel in the burning. When they saw that Yahuwah, his Yahuwah, was with him.
Mm-hmm. 12 down to verse 15, what it say? What it says 12 down to verse 15?
Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 to 15. And they entered into the covenant to seek Yahuwah of their father with all their mind and with all their strength. Verse 13, that whosoever will not seek Yahuwah of Israel should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Verse 14, for they swear to Yahuwah with a loud voice and with shouting, with a trumpet and with cornet. Verse 15, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their mind and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and Yahuwah gave them rest round about.
But wait a minute, young Lana, you don't drop the bombshell. Now, we know that it was somebody of high power came down to tell the message. Read verse 15, verse 1. Again, 15, verse 1.
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 1. And the Spirit of Yahuwah came unto Azariah, the son of Oded.
Oh, yeah? And what did he say to that seer? What did he say to that seer that we can read in verse 13? What did he say to the seer in 13?
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13. That whosoever will not seek Yahuwah, Yahuwah of Israel, shall be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman.
Ain't that something? You mean he was told to the seer to tell Judah and Israel,
mm-hmm.
if you don't seek you some Yahuwah, the four-letter man, what could happen to you in verse 13?
Shall be put to death.
Is we reading this?
Hallelujah.
We're reading this. Let's see how did Judah, when Judah heard that, let's see what Judah did when he heard that in verse 13. What did Judah do when he heard all that good stuff from fear? What did he do in verse 13 and 15? Verse 15. What did Judah do when he heard all that good talk right there? What did he do?
2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 15. And all Judah rejoiced the oath, for they had sworn with all their mind and sought him with their whole desire. And he was found of them, and Yahuwah gave them rest round about.
So that's how you can find out. You know, a lot of them they do that DNA testing and all that. You know, you can find out when brothers and sisters say they're from the tribe of Judah. Now, when you read that to them, and you don't get happy, then you know you got the eye suspect on you. See, when Judah heard this, they got happy. So now, when Judah is today, they're supposed to get happy. But if you find out that Judah don't get happy, then you got to understand, wait a minute, why you ain't get happy? Your forefathers and mothers got happy when they heard that. What you hiding? What you hide that we don't know, but we wipe you from the pages of the book. If you from the tribe of Judah, when you hear this, you folks do what?
Rejoice.
You folks rejoice and get happy. So that's how, see all that, what they do that DNA testing and all. No. Here go your test with him. We'll see what you're made of when it comes down to doing Yahuwah's business or doing the world's business. We'll find what you're made of. We'll watch you from the pages of the book. We'll see what you do Yahuwah's business or you do the world's business. We'll watch you. Just by while you talking, you'll be looking right down this book. Oh, yeah. All you doing is trying to be Brother Micaiah. Are you trying to be a 10-1 with your mouth going? St. John 10-1.
Book of St. John,
yes,
chapter
sir.
10,
yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 1 reads, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Nah. So you have to watch everybody on the pages of the book. And the page of the book will tell it. Now, you know the feast is coming up, right? And Yahuwah said, these are my feasts. That's what he said. He said the feast days is his feast. And just so happened, the six locations got room for you to participate in the feast. But he said, this is not
Yahuwah.
Boys is over to Israelite feast. This is Yahuwah's feast coming up. Friday night, 7-1 at evening. This is Yahuwah's feast. So now I'm going to see what you're made of on the time appointment. Y'all just do watch the best of them from the page of the book. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's look at Isaiah 58. I want to hear that one more time, 1, 2, and 3. And I see Mother D.F. Israel came on stage. She said, listen, I'm on stage. I want to get in that microphone, too. Now, I hear you, Mother D.F. Israel. And the 48th chapter. Can I hear that one more time? 48, 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verses 1, 2, and 3. The book of Isaiah, chapter 48, mm-hmm. verse 1, read. Hear you this. O family of Israel, which are called by my name, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of Yahuwah, and make mention of Yahuwah of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness. Verse 2, for they call themselves of the righteous city, and stay themselves upon the Yahuwah of Israel. Yahuwah of hosts is his name. Verse 3. I have declared the former things from the beginning. They went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
And what that mean by it came out of his mouth? Otherwise, he already know what you're going to do. See, we don't know what he's going to do until he show us what to look for. But he already know what you're going to do. See, he already know what you can do. Let's go to Isaiah 55, 8 through 13. See, he already know what you're going to do. It's just we got to watch those who got the mouth going and don't have the mouth going at all from the page of the book. See, you already know we're going to do what. So in Isaiah 55, verse 8 down to verse 13, Brother Micaiah, can you have those say out? What that say that we can read?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 down to verse 13. Verse 8 reads, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahuwah. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth; it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Verse 13. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the berry shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to Yahweh for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
So you see, he said, once y'all get this thing right, once you get in order, he said, everything like with this sticking you, it's going to don't stick you no more. You will have a lot of, once you turn back to the Bible, once you make a decision of children of Israel, the Israelite according to the Bible, led by the tribe of Judah. Because he says, Israel came out of the waters of Judah. Now, that's a big statement. What do you mean by they came out of the waters of Judah? I ain't through with that yet. It just, I understand this man saying, the Bible is coded, and all one's going to uncode this, it is the sixth anointing count of voices of the two Israelites. That's just the way it is.
Hallelujah, boy.
With WCC.
Hallelujah,
boy. Seer, we might cut you off behind that. Well, if you cut me off, WCC, what can I say? But that's just the way it is. We know the young lions, they can take it on in. I just got to call the way it gets to me. So now this water that we're talking about, what is this water we're talking about that we can read that? How you? In 2 Chronicles 17, at verse 9 and 10, and this water will do something for you, it is something that we're gonna precept it down about. Israel came out of the waters of Judah. Yes, they did. In 1 Kings 11 and 12, they came out of the water of Judah. They did. In 1 Kings chapter 11 and chapter 12. They came out of the waters of Judah. What was the water of Judah that they came out? This is not a marvel. Let's see if they came out. Verse 9 and 10. 2 Chronicles 17, 9 and 10. Brother McKay. 2 Chronicles. Chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
2 Chronicles, chapter 17. Verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9 reads, and they taught in Yada Judah, and had the book of the law of Yahuwah with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Yada Judah and taught the people. Verse 10. And the fear of Yahuwah fell upon all kingdoms of the land that were round about Yada Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
See, once Judah get the teaching, boldly understanding Yahweh going to kick in. See, all the tribes come out of the waters of Judah. In Ephesians 5:26, can you help me out, Brother McKay? What is he talking about in 5:26 of Ephesians? They came out of the waters. See, they backed away from this water. But that don't mean that Judah don't hope to continue his role and know his role. But they came out of the water, and they got thorns on them everywhere. Matter of fact, the majority of Judah got them on them too. But it's a ministry called Voices of the Two Israelites. It's going to bring you back to this Bible. Look what it said we can read.
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 26 reads, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
You see that? That's what we have to offer, the word. And 15:3 of St. John make it plain. So that's what we got to offer. We can get you there in this word. Because we've been commissioned by Yahweh, but you came out of the water of the word from Judah. And right now you're stumbling, bumbling around, and Judah got stepped back to the plate. We're reading that. In 15, verse 3, what did it say in St. John?
Okay, St. John, chapter 15, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
And all the way you'll get clean is through the word. You can stay up in a tub and you can use all types of whatever you use to rub on you. You ain't going to get clean until you get a big belly full of the word. That's it. That will cleanse you up. Oh, I'm skin and green. I'm clean. No, you're not clean until you understand the word of Yahweh. That will cleanse you up, the word. You must have the word to be cleaned up. That's it. So now we got to tell it. See, Judah got to tell it the way the Bible says. You're not clean unless Judah leads, and Judah will get you there. All right, let's see if we bring Mother. D.F. Israel is coming. Well, D.F. Israel saying, look here, I want to get in that microphone and holler a little bit too now. So I see everybody hollering real good. I want to holler some too. Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bid you see right.
Yahweh bless you, sir. Israel of SeaWorld, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we've been talking a lot of good stuff so far, but it's the things that we must know how this thing works. See, we got to be clear how it works, because we know that in 2 Timothy 3, 1, then skip down to 10 through 12. It's some things that we do know. And we see it now, Mother D.F. Israel, in 2 Timothy 3, 1. And I'm going to get back on that feast in a minute. I'm going to get back on that feast in a few more minutes, but I'm going to lay a couple more groundwork down that we got to know. And first, in 2 Timothy 3, 1, Mother, verse 1, 10 down to verse 12, can you have to go see out what it say then? 2 Timothy 3, 1, 10 down to verse 12. What did it say?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Verse 1.
No, just make it 1 and skip down to 10. Make it 1 and skip down to 10 down to verse 12.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 10 to 12. Okay. Verse 1. This know also that the last days, perilous times shall come. Verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, teaching, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Verse 11. Persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Say what?
Iconium.
That's what I said. At Lystra, with persecution. I endured that out of them all, Yahweh delivered me. Verse 12. Yea, and all that will live Yahweh and Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution.
So you tell me, if I try to live a Yahweh life. I know we get ready to read verse 13 and 14. We got to look forward to what, Mother, according to verse 12? Okay, I'm a Yahweh man, Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh woman. So you telling me that in verse 12, you tell me what again in verse 12? What you tell me in verse 12 again?
You and all that all that will live Yahweh and Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Micaiah. Yeah, give me
get to me what happened in the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel 7 down to verse 9. So it's going to happen now. Now, it's going to happen. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 7 down to verse 9. And I tell you, read verse 6, make it sound good. 6 down to verse 9.
Okay. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 6 down to verse 9. Verse 6 reads, "And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul with timbrels, with joy, and with instruments of music." 7. "And the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousand, and David his 10,000. Verse 8. "And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, They have ascribed unto David 10,000. And to what can he have more but the king? Verse 9. "And Saul eyed David from that day and forward."
So sometimes you might be in this Bible, and all of a sudden you throw these precepts back and forth, and somebody might give you that eye.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. You precepting that Bible. They might eye you. You never know. You get eyes. You know, why you think the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, all of them, you think they own this network just to hear birth? No, they eyeing you for 6 and 9 accounts. They eyeing you. But what did verse 16 say? What did verse 16 say?
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse 16 reads, "But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them."
Hallelujah. He'll give you what you need on the run. Now I know Mother D.F. Israel, I'm took that shoe off now and point them grandbabies, the little grandbabies. Now, you know Mom, no Grandma on this airways now. And I'm going to get in that microphone again. So now let's see if Mother D.F. Israel ready to get in that microphone and give me verse 13 and 14. Mother D.F. Israel, how about that verse 13 and 14?
All right. Let me get back there. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." Verse 14. "But continue you in the things which you has learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them."
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. The evil man, see, they're going to get worse and worse on you. So you worry, that's going to happen. They're going to escalate. But you got to continue in the word of Yahweh. You got to continue. The harder, the better. Now, you know, I asked for a definition of a word, Brother Micaiah and Brother Titus and the Cap. And I asked for a word at the beginning of the broadcast. How about bring that word up now? I think I need that word right now. I'll just spell it out again. HYPERSONIC. Dash MISSILES. So, you know, I asked for this in the beginning of the broadcast. How about receiving it now? How about what do that mean that we can read?
Okay.
I got something. I have something coming from the Google Dictionary. It says describing a vehicle as a hypersonic means that it flies much faster than the speed of sound, which is 761 miles per hour. Hypersonic, this is pretty much what they have up here that I'm pulled up so far.
Yeah, but I'm trying to find out what is, okay, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. But I'm trying to figure out what was my thought, and it got away from me from this right here about this sound that they have. Maybe I got to throw some verses on the table to get myself warmed up on it. I don't know why I'm saying this.
Let me give you a second definition. I have a second definition on
it. No, but that's good enough right there. That's talking about somebody is going to have weapons that's going to be very dominant. You know, airplanes that can be able to fly to a target and do all this good stuff. That's what it's saying. But I can't figure out why do I need that word right now. It don't defile me right now. It'll get back with me later. But what I want to do, take a peek at something.
I think I know what he's talking about. He's talking about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. That's what he's talking about. The EMP, electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah. So it's talking about the speed of a jet or instrument that was created. Okay, good. But I don't know why I got it. I don't know why I want to bring it up right now. But I'll tell you what, let me throw a couple of verses down. Maybe it might come wise if I need that. You don't got to listen right now. But, Brother Micaiah, let's see, can we look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse number 7 down to verse 15. I'm going to do on the feast in a minute. But it's something about this word I want to find out. What is it? What about this word? Although they're going to do what they're going to do. Jeremiah 50, 7 down to verse 15 and 29 and 32. Let's see what's going on that we can read. And and Captain, have me Joel 3, 10 down to verse 21. Waiting on it. It's something I'm looking for. I don't know yet, but I find out. Jeremiah 50, 7 down to verse 15, 32, and Cap had me Joel 3, 10 down to verse 21. And Brother Titus had me Revelation chapter 14 through 20. We'll find what we're looking for. It'll come, I believe it might come into this. I don't know. Let's see what we, let me take some notes and listen real carefully myself. You on the clock, come on.
All right. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 7 down to 15 and 29 down to 32. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 50, verse 7 down to 15, verse 7 reads, all that found them have devoured them, and their adversaries said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitations of justice, even the Yahweh, the hope of their father. Verse 8. Remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he goats before the flock. Verse 9. For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From there she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as the mighty expert man. None shall return in vain. Verse 10. And Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that for her shall be satisfied, said Yahweh. verse 11. Because
Hold that point for a minute. Mother of Israel. On 16, verse 17 of Revelation. Hold that point just for a minute.
All right.
He said, now I'm going to raise up. I'm going to raise up a whole lot of nations.
It ain't going to come out. It's...
I'm going to raise up a mother. Take that while Mother D.F. Israel kind of take off that shoe and take care of her business. Now, so he said he'll raise up many nations. So something he got to do in prophecy. Let's see what he says he got to do in 16, verse 17 of Revelation. What's going to happen in Revelation end time prophecy, 16, verse 17? Hey, Marlene, what that say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 17. And the seventh minister spirit poured out his veil unto the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Verse 18.
Back of the verse 16. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for a statement. King, read verse 16 for a minute. I don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere. I'm looking for something. What did verse 16 say?
That's one I read, 16.
You did?
And I read.
Well, read verse.
And he
said, no, you read 17. Read 16. Read 16 and 17. I'm looking for a statement about something that will tie into some good stuff after I hear it struggling right now. Revelation chapter 16, verse
16
and
17. Verse 16. And he gathered them together into a place, calling in the Hebrew, looking for Semitic tongue. Amar Gittin. Verse 17.
So he got him in the Hebrew. Okay, called Armageddon. So this is the Armageddon. Okay, so he gathered them. But some as he did, but read verse 17. What it say in 17?
And the servants, minister spirit, poured out his veil into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done.
Okay, what if something has happened, Mother D of Israel, something happened that tied his hand, and if those that, you know, got a little learning to them, they knew how to Google map, something to what to look for, that's why it's so important to understand about keeping Bobby Shore with the Six Anointed Camp. But something going on, Mother D.F. Israel, in 12, verse number 16. Something going on. What's going on, Mother D.F. Israel, in 16, 12? Let's read a little bit. Something going on we need to know.
16, 12 of what book?
Revelation.
Okay.
Revelation 16:12. And the sixth
Revelation
spirit poured out.
I thought she told me for the door.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the waters
thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared.
Oh, so look what happened. Look what's going to happen. So now we clear that when we read in Jeremiah that he's going to assemble all these great nations together from the north country, them the kings of the east. If you go on your Google map and you start find out who all them kings over there, all these countries that's over that way, he said, now, what you look for, six anointed camps, was the Euphrates that separate east and west. He going to dry up that river and let the kings come over to get upon the United States of America. See, what we just got to read in the 50th chapter, what we supposed to be watching for, and you can look on your Google map and see where the Euphrates River that separates the east and west, the northern part, it's drying up now. So once that river is dried up, understand after that, that's why you have to know what's going on. And that's what these feast days is all about. But you know how much time you got. He said, now look, 690 recognize this for him. He said, now, once you see the Euphrates dried up, kings of the east, now you know they're going to be led by Russia. And you know Iran is over there. China's over there. All of them going to get together now. See, and you so big to worry about, you know, the odds it is, and you don't see the world scene is unfolding. And all you got to do, go on your Google map and look at the Euphrates River. It's just about dried up now. And you got your little personal differences. You be running around your house, don't know what to do. And then you start looking for the boys on Twitter, like it'll be too late, because they already know the plan. Now, anybody hearing that? But listen. So now, in the 16th chapter, with that Jeremiah, is letting you know. Now, watch what it says and what's going to happen in verse number. Although they put all them big nuclear weapons together and all that old good stuff, but see, now I'm kind of kicking on why we read that verse. I mean, that it's coming to me a little bit. Now, Mother, read what it says, what will happen in verse 13. He said they're going to dry up the Euphrates. Now, if you go on your Google map and look at the Euphrates, it's separated east. It's that's the divine line. But once that river is dried up, all them kings over there from Russia, China, all of them over there, they're organizing today, right now. They're getting together. And they're watching prophecy, too. But you ain't watching nothing but what our Satan's saying. But we watching things from place. And that's what it's so important about these feasts, to understand what these Sabbath days mean, these feast days mean. Sure, we're going to eat them up and drink them up, you know. But we still got to understand it's a remora means to remember. Remember what? What are you going to do? What they're going to do before they do it, and what he's going to do, what he told you in advance, in that, read again, Brother Micaiah, in that 48 verse 3, he said in Isaiah 48 verse 3, he said something to you, but you just read verse. But he said something plainly to you in 48 verse 3. What did he say in Isaiah?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 3. Book of Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 3, reads, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass.
You see that? I'll show what I have to show you from the beginning. Is that what the man's saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking some good talk, but somebody got to bring it out. He taught me some good talk. He said, look, otherwise I told you from the beginning how this thing gonna unfold, and that's why it's so important about keeping the Sabbath day, the feast days, but you won't be running around all it when you hear all them airplanes and all that, what's that long word you said that word was again? What's that long word again? That definition word?
Electromagnetic.
That hypersonic sound. Yeah. Now, see, he's telling you that's going to be released on you. See, they got that right now. They got weapons now programmed and shoot a pistol from where they are right now and tell the bullet to go find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that bullet
mm-hmm.
goes turn the corner and look for you.
Around the corner.
Yeah, they got right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they shoot it. They can be shooting and be holding a hand with the captain of the police department. You know,
mm-hmm.
it could have been me when I holding your hand, and that bullet will go and find you.
Mm-hmm.
This now he gonna tell you where all this stuff coming from. You got to pay attention. Look what it says in verse number 13. Hey, mother, be up Israel. Look at verse 13.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. And
now,
I saw...
Now, read it right now. Hold on, mother. Now, read it right. Look at it real carefully now. Now, because he will say something. But read it right. Verse 13.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false teacher.
Hey, some false shepherds, some false preachers. But look, he said, what do you mean by, look what he said? This is a big talk here.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I saw three unclean spirits. Like, what do you mean by a frog? What do a frog do? jump all around. I mean, jump around, be all over the place. A frog be all over the place. Is that right? He said these three unclean spirits going to have a resemblance of a frog. They're going to be all over the place.
Busybody, huh?
That is going to be all over the place. You know, a frog, he never walks. He always hopping around. He over here lying. He over here lying. He's jumping all around the place. Now we got a priest that's here to find out who is all over the place. You see? Now we got to find out who is this going to be all over the place. Brother Titus, we're going to the sixth chapter of Revelation. And see, can we find out who is all over the place in Revelation chapter 6, 1 down to verse 8. And then the captain going to have me 2 verse 5 through 13 of Rebecca. We're going to find out who is all over the place. You mean this Bible will tell you? Yeah, it'll tell you everything. You just got to recognize the signs of time. So all this frog is going to be hopping all around the place. We got to find out what he's going to be doing. The Bible will tell us, not that one out of Satan. Let the Bible tell you in the 6th chapter 1 through 8. And then the captain is going to be in Rebecca chapter 2, verse 5 through 13, and we'll find out what will happen. Come on.
Entire prophecy, the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 reads, and also, when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. Verse 2, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth, conquering and to conquer. Verse 3, when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. Verse 4,
And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they that should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand.
Wait, hold on, young man. Now back up two verses, because now what was given to him was a what? Now I want his demise is kind of going around a bit. Now what was given to him was a what? What verse is that again?
Okay, Revelation chapter 6, verse 4. Revelation chapter 6, verse 4 reads, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword.
Oh, so the war was red. What was given to him was a what?
A great sword.
What was given to him that was red? A what now?
A great sword.
a great sword was given to him that was red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mother. This great sword that was given to him, can you help the Hosea on in the 17th chapter, verse 13? And what else? See, remember, when you precept your Bible, it'll tell you a story, but if you don't precept your Bible, you're just reading it. So now in 17:13, can you help the Hosea out, mother? In 17:13.
Revelation.
Make it Psalms 17:13.
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 13 reads, Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the weak, which is the fool.
The wicked is going to be behind the sword. The wicked going to have all this technology to tell you about what the weather will be in 3 weeks. Yeah, hey, you know how they were able to take, you know, an atom is something you can't even see. They able to split an atom. You know, you can't even see an atom. How they able to do these things? How they able to tell you about what the weather going to be in 3 weeks? Oh, well, what time do you want to go there? Well, in 3 weeks, the world is going to be. How you get this technology from to do that? See,
mm-hmm.
How you able to take a, you know, put, you know, be going on, but we ain't going on that. Now, the wicked is the sword name, the sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes, sir.
Now, Mother E, come back and give me the 27th chapter and pick up at verse number 36 to verse 38, and Mother D.F. Israel had me 39 to 41. Let's see, can we hear something real quick? Can we pause and come back with this? You know, you got to paint the picture.
Know
that if you go on your Google map, you find out that Yahweh is saying he's going to dry up the Euphrates for the king of the east to come back. Come to. We read that. And all you have to go is go and start looking at on the Euphrates on your phone. And you start seeing the river just starting to dry up. And you see, when it happens, you're thinking, no. Yahweh is telling his
The drought hit in last year, 2021. Drought hit West Asia,
so
long as you freight. It's dried up.
You see that? It's dry, and you still, with all your personal feelings, and you don't know that you need to get with the one that on the know, because once that really is dried up all the way, the prophecy is going to start ticking. He said the kings of the East is coming across there, and they're going to be looking for United States. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said once they take care of United States, he's going to bring them all down in the Valley of Jehoshaphat called Megiddo. So we already know what's going to but you don't know what you're going to be doing. See? Now, it's wicked that they're going to be coming to take a little eyeball at. It's going to be the sword man. Now, we're going to read who he's talking about according to the Bible. We go on to 27, verse 36, down to verse 38, probably 8. And another DFS around 20, 39 to 41. And then we can be clear. We ain't got to watch that one out thing. We can be clear of what's going on from the pages of the book. But he only gonna give it to one people to tell the story. You know, I know they're taking notes right now. They're taking notes big time. Everybody around the world taking notes. But it's the only way you're gonna get it is take notes from us. 36. I'm 38. What did it say, mother?
You didn't give me the chapter.
Genesis?
You said 27, 36, 38. That's all I got.
Genesis? Book of Genesis?
Okay. Genesis chapter 37.
27.
Yeah, 27.
27, 36, 38. Genesis?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Genesis chapter 27, verses 36 to 38. 36 read.
Right.
And he said, is not he righteous? Right, is not righteously named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing. And he said, have thou not received a blessing from me? Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Yahweh, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, have thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Yeah. So what Esau started crying. You see that? And you got old Christian preacher, Jimmy Swivel. Every time he get caught on anything, he start crying down. He always crying. He was crying preacher. You got them crying preachers. You see, well hold that part off. But Titus, give me a precept on that.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 12. Let's see when we start hearing about these old crying preachers. What do you got written about these old crying preachers? They always crying kids. What do you got written in about 12, 16, 17? What can we read out of Hebrews there? You know what I'm saying? Titus.
All right. The book of Hebrews. Book of the Israelites, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. Lest there be any fornication,
that said, for any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Verse 17, for we know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessings, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Now, that's why I say for you parents, when like somebody that you got a bunch of grandbabies around, and you said, who did that? And the first one starts crying, oh, grandma, you know I didn't do it. That's the one you whoop. You get them right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you jump on, just dive out on them. First one break out crying, that's the one you get it. Oh, mama, you know I didn't do it. They come running where you at, knowing they undid it, and just get they lie in real fast. Say, you, well, I didn't do it. Ooh, I didn't do it. But who did it? I don't know. Saying they know Esau. Knowing that he had already sold his blessing. Now he's going to try to cock up something, and he'll start crying for sympathy. You see that? So watch the kids like that. Be mindful of that. Now, D.F. Israel. So now after the crime was over, let's see what Isaac did after the crime, after he stopped all that crime. What happened in 39 through 41?
Genesis 27, verse 39 to 41. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. 40. And by your sword shall you live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you shall have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. Verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother, Jacob.
My. You mean you just want to? So you when you watch these old movies on TV, you just wonder why they always get at you. Because you just don't understand that Bible saying the minute that we get the chance to get the ups on you, what we're gonna do to you? Yeah. Right. Nobody said that. We leave that like it is. But no sword, man. So we know by reading this Bible on the way of reading something. So now, Mother, let's get one more in, Mother D.F. Israel, and we're going to pause. See, sooner or later, they're going to recognize the sign of time about this 6 anointed camp. We have the answer. He give it to us on the run. Just pass it on. Now, once we got to sit down and make sure your company is have the same mindset you got, and then you throw it back and forth with your partner. But if you in a partner that don't have a Yahwali man, Yahwali woman, y'all spirits are dead. Then you'll never get up on this. You won't be spirits are dead. You know, and this will come up, and this is right here, and that's why this speech is so important. Sure, we're going to eat them up and drag them up. But we got to understand that the great river Euphrates, according to the young line of the captain, it just about dried up. So don't you know that's the fulfillment of prophecy? Once it dried up, it's going to do what? Going back to the 16th chapter. Let's see what's going on. Now, we could take care of
hallelujah.
We know the balls wow. and we come back to verse 14. Man. For child's sake, I'm going to get away from him. Let's see what's going on in verse 14, Mother. Be up Israel.
Okay. Revelation chapter 16, verse 14.
Verse 14. Now remember, what we look for is when the Euphrates is dried up. So you're supposed to pass on to your loved ones Understand, you might not be around, but your loved ones will be prepared through you what they look for. They look for you. You train your loved ones. Understand now. Once that Euphrates, it's gonna be once it dried all the way up. Look at verse 14.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 14. For they are the spirit of devils, working miracles.
Oh, what?
Which
the spirit of who?
Of devils.
Yeah. And what are they doing?
Working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth. And of and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of Yahuwah Almighty.
You mean this ain't number to set up? Yes, see, right, it's a setup. Yahuwah gonna put in the mind, he got in the minds of them. You know, they got in the minds of the kings of the east, all them big dignitaries over there to come over there and jump, you know. Yeah, good. I'm gonna help you jump down in America. Then guess what I'm gonna do? Once you jump America, guess what? What gonna happen next?
Verse 15. Verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
So you ain't got a garment on, you're naked. He said, now one got the garment on, but I understand this thing. Now you mess around and see where you are, days and dudes and all that. You can get past you. He said, the one got his garments on, gonna be all right. The one don't have the garments on, gonna be naked. No, that's not. Let me pray. Hold that. You see, everything we've been trying to tell you is very important. Your garments, children of Israel, he ain't going to recognize you wearing the days of dudes. If you ain't got no garment with no fringes on, he say, you naked. Is that what we just read? You naked. Did we read that?
Yes.
If you ain't got a garment on, ain't no fringes on, you're naked. I don't care how you look good to the world. But Deborah, they're going to have you on the wrong side of, with you got to have your garment on, with them fringes on. See? That's why it's so important to get to one of the six anointed camps, got them white garments on, them fringes on, and learn something to help yourself and your loved ones, you know? Because you don't know your time is. Yahuwah time is, he knew his time, but you don't know your time. Now you know the media never tell you what we just told you. Once the Euphrates is dried up and nothing can keep them from walking over here, then we already know the sign is the first thing to see the Euphrates dried up. And according to Cap, it's just about dried up.
Hallelujah.
That's not the thing here,
right,
see, are you?
Well,
let's bring our elder in and get his closing statement. We'll bring Moses in and give a commentary on what you heard so far. Let's signify our elder. Elder, tell your closing thoughts on tape 182, you and the clock come out. Your closing thoughts, see, I got the new song. I'm on mute to hell. Well, it's your radio station. All right, Mother Z is Mother Z. I know you've been to death pretty good now, so I know you're ready to come on in and address this national audience over 600,000 plus on the international side. So Mother Z, tribe of Yahshua Judah, Yahshua BJC, right?
Hello,
Yahshua. Mother Z, Yahshua BJC, right?
I don't think she's coming on. Oh, she coming.
Oh, okay. She ready to put she ready address this mass knowing. Is she ready there, Mother E?
She coming. She coming.
Hallelujah. Well, I know she had to do a whole lot of writing. Because, like I said, I know she had a whole lot of writing she had to put on the table. Because we didn't know where we were going. But we understand one thing. Separate East and West from all them kings on the north. You know, if we really had time, we'll tell you all the names of the kings of the East. Headed by Russia, you know, Big Kemen. Big Kemen gonna muster the battle, and all the other Asia, China, Russia, Iran, Iraq, all them over there, Syria, all them gonna get with Russia, and then they gonna say, hey, let's go do some damage to America. We can tell you exactly what they gonna do. But they ain't gonna do no more than what Yahweh allowed them to do it. And he told exactly what would happen for those that got to know. We'll read that shortly. And we'll put it all out the table. And Brother Titus Avenue 91:1-13. Book of Psalms. Let's pull it out. For time we got away from us. Hey, Mother Z, you on the clock. Come on. Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, of all your seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother Z. Now, Mother Z, we'll talk a lot of good talk, but whatever Yahweh put on you, tell this national audience, you on the clock, come on.
I'm going to read for the national audience tonight. I'm going to read some Revelation Chapter 18, reading verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lit, lighted with his honor. And then I'm going to go to Ezekiel 42. In 42, Ezekiel chapter, let's see, 43 and 2, I'm sorry. Ezekiel 42 and 3, and I'm going to start at verse 1. After he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looked towards the east. Verse 2, and behold, the greatness of the Yahweh of Israel come from the way of the east, and his voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shining with his honor. Verse 3, and it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw, even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the vision was like the vision that I saw by the river Caravel, and I fell upon my face. Verse 4, and the honor of the Yahweh came into the temple by the way of the gate, it is towards the east. Verse 5, so the Spirit took me up and brought me unto the inner court. To the inner court, and behold, the greatness of the Yahweh filled the house. Verse 6,
and I heard him speak unto me out of the temple, and the man stood by me, verse 7. And I said, and he said unto me, Son of man, this place of my stone, and the place of the sole of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my righteous name shall the temple of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by the cordon, neither by the seed of the king of their kings in the high places.
You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah.
So we're going to get back on. Now, it's very important you know one thing, you six anointed camp, that a bronchitis. I know I said 91, but let's make a little detour on that. Come back and look at the 13th chapter of Revelation. Let's look at this prophecy a little bit real quick. The 13th chapter, let's see what he says in 1 through 8. We're going to Revelation 13, 1. But listen to what he's saying. I wish I had time to break it down. But it's okay. It's going to be good enough. It might break down itself. 13:1-8. Revelation.
Entire prophecy, Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Verse 2. And the beast, which I saw, was like a leopard, and his feet were as it was the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his throne, and his great authority. Verse 3. And I saw one of his head as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Verse 4. And they worshipped the dragon.
Hold that point for a minute. Now, if we know by past history of teaching from books of Jewish life, you know in 193 that deadly wound was by what is his name in 193? Septimus Severus. He delivered a deadly wound on me in 193, Septimus Severus. So, but that deadly wound stayed wounded up to when? 1492. In 1492, somebody came back in power. So now that deadly wound from 1492 have been healed. So he's saying he thinks that they wonder how did this beast get back on his feet? A beast is a government. The government is the government that have went out of power in 193, now came back into power since 1492. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind. Now, story. In 1492, they came back in power. And all you do is search the records of Portugal and Spain and what happened. Who got whooped by Isabella and Fernando. They taken out Judah that was up on the Islam in 1492. They've been in power since 1492. Keep that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so now they were, their head was hanging off them, but now their head don't got back right. Verse 4.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 4 reads, "And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who shall able to make war with him?" Verse 5. "And there was given unto him a mouth of speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given unto him to continue in 40 and 2 months."
Now, verse, you know, 6. Power had been given to him from the power that gives him from Satan the devil. He sees great things. He says you keep Christmas, mm-hmm. Easter, Sunday, Lord God and Jesus. Wear, women's wear pants and men wear dress. It might tell you anything. They got everything going on. He's speaking great things to you right now. He tell you, no, you ain't got to keep the Sabbath day. You ain't got to keep them feast day. What you mean wearing fringes? Yeah, you ain't got, and guess what? We read last night, he going to weigh out the saints. And that's the Israelites, he's weighing you out now. If you think you ain't got to do none of this, you gonna have a rude awakening time to come. Go ahead and read some else.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 6. "And he opened his mouth and blasphemed against Yahweh, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, his temple, and with them that dwells in heaven." Verse 7. "And it was given to him to make war with the saints, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and to overcome them. And power was given to him over all kindred and tongues and nations." Verse 8. "And all that dwell upon the earth should worship him, whose names were not written in the book of life and of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world."
And they're going to worship him. And they're going to blaspheme the name. They're going to call him Lord, God, and Jesus. They're going to keep Sunday. And they're going to do all. I mean, that's going on right now. He said power was given to them, and they're going to worship him. And don't know it. When you're keeping Sunday, you worship Satan the devil. When you're not wearing fringes, you worship Satan the devil. He said all this is going to happen. Here it is right here. This is told in 96 A.D., exactly what they look for. And all of it's going on right now. No, you ain't got to keep the feast day. You ain't know. You ain't got to do no. And you're going to worship him. There's right now. This is end time prophecy told by Job in 96 A.D. And Mother E, in a closing statement in 1:17-19, what did he say? Hey, Mother E, what did he say in Revelation 1:17-19?
Okay. Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not. I am the first and the last." Okay. Verse 18.
17 down to 19. Hmm?
Verse 18. "I am he that lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." Hallelujah. And have the key of hell and of death." Verse 19, "Write me these things which thus have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter."
So John is writing the hereafter. John, in 96 A.D., John told the story. So the story is not after 96 A.D., it's before 96 A.D. So when John put his hand down in 96 A.D., the almighty story I've been told. We know how this thing going in. We know what we got to do. All we do is got to watch these Fridays. We can tell you when they're going to start getting ready to start jumping over here, and we can tell you where the king's going to be in other lessons. That's why it's so important to understand. Time is closer than you think it is. Just watch the river over there and he prays. Mother E, go say what you got to say behind that. You on the clock, Mother E, come on.
Okay, just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class and thanking and praising Yahweh for the ones that participating in the class. And I'm going to read two verses out of Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of Yahweh forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Verse 21. And he changed the time and the season. He removed kings and set us up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that know and understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. We know he do all that. The majority don't know, because you keep on paying this, no, never mind. And we shooting this exactly how they're getting it to us. Now, Mother E, Mother D of Israel, in the 16th chapter of Revelation, verse 2, and give me a 17 down to verse 21 in closing statement. Revelation, chapter 16, verse 2, 17 down to verse 21 there. Mother D of Israel, come on.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 2 and verse 17 to 21.
17 to 21. Yes, ma'am. Okay. What do that say?
All right. Revelation chapter 16, verse 2 read, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshiped his image. Verse 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. Verse 18. And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since man were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. Verse 19. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the city of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before Yahweh to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Verse 20. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Verse 21. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone above the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed Yahweh because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great.
So you see what Yahweh are gonna do? Now see, I wonder, can you see the picture? Now he's gonna drop hail down from heaven. Now imagine if hail, which is counted like 200 pounds of ice, hit on top of your head on the ground, then what happened to the ground? It turns into hell, and then you're going to be turned to water, if you hit the side of your big head, those that get caught up. You see, you get a thing happen, he gonna get him in a spot. It's like get him in a spot, same way he did when in Pharaoh's day. Pharaoh said,
"Yeah,
oh, this is more butcher." You know, get him all. He's definitely got to pray. Yahweh gonna hem you up and then drop boulders on your head of ice, and the ice gonna hit that mid-eastern sun, and what the ice gonna do? It's gonna melt. Well, we'll leave that like Mother D up here. So see, the story is told how it's gonna happen. It just behooves me. You're watching that one eye Satan, and they're not gonna never tell you this. But they got it now. You know the message gonna get back. God dog, you know you got a ministry. It's breaking that prophecy down on the run. I ain't thinking about it. Yeah. But we are the ones chosen to do so. We can change the story.
Matthew chapter 24, verses 43 and 44. Verse 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house, family, had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his family to be broken up. Verse 44. Therefore, be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right, brother. That's the precept. See, listen, you're so busy watching that one eye Satan. Do you know chapter in the ninth chapter of Revelation? Let's look at 9 down to verse 6 in the closing statement. 9 to 6 in the closing statement, Captain. Hey, Captain Joseph, what is there we can read in Revelation chapter 9, 1 down to verse 6 in the closing statement? What it say?
Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 6, and it reads, and the fifth ministering spirit sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Verse 2. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Verse 3. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the power, and unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of Yahweh in their foreheads. Verse 5. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when you strike a man. Verse 6. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them.
Now you want to tell this man? This man say, I'm gonna let death tell you it's gonna be like, it's gonna be 2 inches from you reaching it, just for you to struggle, 5 months behind being disobedient, that have the mark of the beast on it. You know what the mark of the beast is? Sunday, Lord God Jesus. Not Jesus' feast day. So you got the mark already. You waiting on somebody to put some. You already got it. You know. not worshiping Yahweh, you worshiping Satan the devil. You got the mark already. Well, you're not keeping the feast day, Sabbath day, Wham, Princess, just says Yahweh. You got the mark already. When you're eating food, you got you all stocked up in you. You know, snoring down, all that kind of stuff. Because he gave you what he wants you to do. Everything is written. That's why I behoove you not to understand that just we're here to show you exactly what's going to happen. It's up to you. Yahweh going to do everything he got written in his book. Captain Soldier said me on the clock. Come on.
Okay. I'm going to start in Oz of Solomon from the Forgotten Books of Eden. This Oz of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3. For I should not have known how to love Yahweh if he had not loved me. Solomon chapter 1, verse 1. Yahweh is on my head like a crown, and I shall not be without him. Okay, I'm going to go to Oz of Solomon chapter 10, verse 4. From the beginning and even to the end, I acquired his knowledge. I'm going to go to Oz of Solomon 12, 1. He has filled me with words of truth that I may speak the same. Then I'm going to go to Oz of Solomon 8. Oz of Solomon 8. Verses 14 through 16. Oz of Solomon 8, verse 14 through 16 reads, love me with affection, ye who love. For I do not turn away my face from them that are mine. For I know them, and before they came into being, I took knowledge of them, and on their faces I set my seal. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And I want to go to the Testament of Joseph. Testament of Joseph. Testament of Joseph, chapter 2. Testament of Joseph, chapter 2, verse 3 through 5 and 7 and 8. Testament of Joseph, chapter 2, verse 3 through 5 and 7 and 8. Verse 3 reads, and wheresoever the Most High dwells, even though envy or slavery or slander befall the man, Yahweh, who dwells in him for the sake of his chastity, not only deliver him from evil, but also exalting him even as me. For in every way the man is lifted up, whether in deed or in word or in thought. Verse 5. My brethren knew how my father loved me, and yet I did not exalt myself in my mind. Although I was a child, I had the fear of Yahweh in my mind, for I knew that all things would pass away. Verse 7 and 8. Do you also, my children, have the fear of Yahweh in all your works before your eyes and under your brothers? Verse 8. For everyone who do the Torah instructions of Yahweh shall be loved by him. I'm going to go back to Oz of Solomon. I'm going to go back to Oz of Solomon, chapter 7. Oz of Solomon, chapter 7. Oz of Solomon, chapter 7. Oz of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 26 and 28. First, I want to read verse 12 first. Okay, Oz of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 12, 26 and 28. Verse 12 reads, wherefore he pitied me in his abundant grace and granted me to act from him and to receive from his sacrifice. Verse 26 to 28. And it reads, and there shall neither be anything that breathes without knowledge, nor anything that is done. Verse 27. For he has given the mouth to his creation, to open the voice of the mouth towards him to praise him. Verse 28. Confess ye his power and show forth his grace. Hallelujah. Wow. Okay, and then the last one is Oz of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 1. Isles of Solomon, chapter 10, verse 1, and it reads, Yahweh has directed my mouth by his word, and he has opened my mind by his light, and he has called to dwell in me his deathless light. And on that note, Yahweh, I thank you for the seal that's on the watch to give us the understanding, to understand what to look for. And what he brought out today about the Euphrates River being dried up, and it's almost dry, Israel. That river almost dry. It's really almost, it's really dried up, basically. So I pray that we all walk and subject to the higher power, which is Yahweh himself and the Torah instruction. Walk in that. And I pray that the, you know, the seer stay who he is. I pray that the elders stay who they are. I pray that the mothers stay in place and be who they ordained to be. And I thank Yahweh for my brothers, my brothers that's learning his word and have a sincere heart to teach to our brothers and sisters, because the time is at hand and Yahweh is on his way. And Euphrates River is drying up, y'all. So be prepared. And Yahweh's son's name we pray. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. Excellent, Cap. That's excellent. We'll catch everybody again Wednesday night. And, but I'll tell you, look what it says in Revelation chapter 9, verse 7 down to verse 14, and closing statement. 7 to 14, and a closing statement. Listen to this right here. 7 down to verse 14, and a closing statement. Young mind, Brother Titus, come out.
End time prophecy, Revelation chapter 9, verse 7 down to 14, Revelation chapter 9. Verse 7, read, and the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared to battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. Verse 8, and they had hair as the hair of one, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Verse 9, and they had breastplates as it were breastplate of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. Verse 10, and they had tails like unto scorpions, and there was sting in their tail, and their power was to hurt man 5 months. Verse 11, and they had a king over them, which is the ministering spirit, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Semitic tongue is Abaddon, but in Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. Verse 12, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Verse 13, and the sixth ministering spirit sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before Yahweh. 14, said to the sixth ministering spirit, who had the trumpet, loose the four ministering spirits, which are bound in the great river Euphrates.
Now, what do you mean by that? You got four ministering spirits. Once that water dry up, the ministering spirit is, they the one holding back the armies right now. But he going to say they've been prepared for them.
Mm-hmm.
Get out the way and let them go. Get out the way and let them go. The big mental spirit is one that's holding them back right now. The river is just about dried up. He got so mental spirit that has created to hold back the nation. But he going to tell them, after that river is dried up, get out the way and let them think they here to do what they gotta do. But it's a setup all the time. But he gonna say, now y'all can go. River dried up. The big mother spirit said they was created to do that. They gonna bag them and look at you. Come on, go ahead. Go on over there. See that? told one ministry what to look for. You got folk angels holding them back right now, the kings of the east. Although they sign it to cross over once the river is dry. Well, it's up to you. Titus, closing statement. Excellent again on your part. What's your closing statement behind that? Keep your Titus. Come on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, double reading from the book Isaiah. Look for the book Isaiah. Let's see what I want. Isaiah chapter. Let's see what I want. I'm going to make that Jeremiah 29. Make that Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, the children of Israel, the Israelites, said Yahweh, thoughts of peace, but not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yeah, see, we know how to expect it in. We know what to tell you. Now, Brother Micaiah, come on back to that Jeremiah 50 again. And look at that 7 through 15 and 29 through 32. One more again. Then we'll come back and wrap this thing up in Revelation chapter 9. But come on back to Jeremiah. See, Jeremiah had already called it. See, Jeremiah had already called it. Let's see what he says, 29 through 32. What do you say that, Brother Micaiah?
Okay, yeah, Jeremiah chapter 6, 7 to 15 and 29 down to 32. Book of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 7 reads, as a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and ruin. Verse 8, be you instructed. Be you instructed, O Yada Judah. Let my soul depart from you. I make you desolate, a land not inhabited. Verse 9. Thus says Yahweh, they shall dirty glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back your hand as a grape gathered into the basket. Verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahweh is unto them. A reproach, they have no delight in. Verse 11. Therefore, I am full of the fury of Yahweh. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken. The age with him is full of days. And the houses, verse 12. And their houses shall be turned into others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, says Yahweh. Verse 13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is giving to covetousness. And from the shepherds and the pastors, even unto the priests, and from the elders, even unto the priests, everyone dealeth falsely. Verse 14, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Verse 15, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. Verse 29. The bellows are burnt. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melted in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Verse 30. Reprobate silver shall man call them, because Yahweh has rejected them.
So you see, Jeremiah hadn't already called it. Come back to Revelation chapter 9 and pick it at verse number 15. 15 down to 21. See, Jeremiah, see, the seer hadn't already called it already, and John is doing a recap to get you prepared to understand how it's going like, how it's going to go down. You know, like, you know how you guess how it's going to go down. We know how it's going to go down. So we can read it. What is that?
Okay. The book of Revelation. We're going to chapter 9. We want to pick it up at verses 15 down to verse 21. 15 reads, and the four ministering spirits were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of man. Verse 16, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard the number of them. 17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat
hold
on them having...
Hold that point. You know, that's 200 million soldiers. Ain't nobody got 200 million soldiers.
Hallelujah.
But the war at the gather together, that's 200 million soldiers. Russia
right.
ain't got no 200 million soldiers. China ain't got... But when you put them all together...
That's right.
So you see what he's saying? Let me tell you, they're going to make a pact. They will have 200 million soldiers coming across that dry river that's no more called Euphrates, and they're coming to get you. You.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 200 million soldiers. That means a whole lot of nations going to get together and come across that Euphrates. The kings of the east. Glory.
All right. The book of Revelation. Chapter 9, picking up at verse 17 reads, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone.
Hold that point. Now, you know what he's talking about. He's talking about the same thing we'll tell you about them big old missiles, them jets. You know, they, you know, John in 96 AD don't know about no, they are striving the best way they can. He was describing that long word that we said, what that word was again?
Let me pull that up. So I can see it, right? What was that word, Captain? You remember that word?
I ain't write it down, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that word, that's what we talk about, them great big old, all the most big airplanes that shoots out from the face to the back and all that. You know, them big them big old missiles. That was the missiles. He describing them big missiles that could be directed to find you. The missiles they putting together right now, they can write your name on that missile and say, look here, I want that missile to go right over there on, and you fall right there. That's the power of Satan. He describing the missiles. That's all he think they scorpions with the tails lit up. You know, he's saying whatever, you know, glory.
Right, yeah, yeah. It makes sense, though. You never seen this.
Now they know 96 AD. He ain't hear nothing about no stuff like this. No. The Wright brothers, they put the airplane together in their sight, yeah.
Right.
The Wright brothers, that's 2,000 years later. So go ahead.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Water.
Two, 3,000 years later, John writing something and describing the best way he can in writing. But we understand what it means today. Verse 18.
Hallelujah. What?
The book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 18, read. By these three was the third part of man killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. Verse 19. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tail, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had hid, and with them they do hurt. Verse 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Verse 21. Neither repented.
You see what we're going to be doing? Hold that part. You see what we're going to be doing? We're still choppy. And when all this going on, you will have some those of us trying to get their covered eyes together, and he's shooting a missile at you. You'll be worried about your covered eyes and your piece of house. You'll be worried about
right.
a covered eyes and your piece
right.
of house when they land it on you. And you ain't going to repent. You're gonna take it all the way in. You know the other nation's going to save you, but you're going to lose. Verse 21.
Okay, the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verse 21. 21 reads, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thieves.
Because Yahweh made it plain in Sirach 29, verse 21. What did he tell you? What did he tell you, children of Israel, the Israelites? What did he tell you in 29, 21 of Sirach? What did he tell you?
All right, going over to the book of Sirach, 29, verse 21. Book of Sirach, chapter 29, verse 21. 21 reads, the chief thing for life is water, and bread, and clothing, and house to cover shame.
You see the man telling you, and you try to get everything besides what Yahweh tell you to get. But 29, 1, 3, 9 through 13. But what about 1, 3, 9 through 13? What about this? 29,
okay.
1, 3, 9 through 13. Listen to me say.
Okay, the book of Sirach, chapter 29, verse 1, 3, and 9 to 13. Verse 1 reads, he that is merciful will lend unto his neighbor, and he that strengthened his hand keepeth the Torah instructions. Verse 2, lend to your neighbor in time of his need, and pay you your neighbor again in due season. Verse 3. Keep your word and deal faithfully with him, and you shall always find the thing that is necessary for you. Verse 9. Help the poor for the law's sake, and turn him not away because of his poverty. Verse 10. Loose your money for your brother in your friend, and let it not rust under a stone to be lost. Verse 11. Lay up your treasures according to the law of the Most High Yahweh, and it shall bring you more profit than gold. Verse 12. Set up arms in your storehouses, and it shall deliver you from all affliction. Verse 13. It shall fight for you against your enemies, better than a mighty shield and strong spear. Hallelujah.
What do arms mean? Money do? Do what again? Verse 12 and 13. What's that money do? That money in your hands that's in your pocket with the mumps on. What does that do? And verse 12.
The book of Sirach, chapter 29, verse 12 reads, set up arms in your storehouse, and it should deliver you from all affliction.
Yeah. Hear the man said this precept there to the 18th chapter, verse 18, now 22, and the closing statement. So, right, chapter 18, verse 18, down to 22, and the closing statement there, young lion. We'll catch your wins tonight.
Okay.
So you see the man trying to tell you something. You shoot for the wrong thing, see, right? 18:18 down to verse 22, what it say?
The book of Sirach, chapter 18, verse 18 down to 22. The book of Sirach, chapter 18, chapter 18, verse 18 reads, a fool will unbraid churlishly, and a gift of the envious consumeth the eye. 19. Learn before you speak, and use psychic, or even you be sick. Verse 20. Before judgment, examine yourself, and in the day of visitation, you shall find mercy. 21. Humble yourself before you be sick, and in the time of sins, show repentance. 22. Let nothing hinder you to pray your vow in due time, and defer not until death to be justified. Hallelujah.
Well, let me preach up on that one. Give me Luke 18:12. What are you talking about? 18:12 in closing statement. You know this Bible will tell everything you need to know. We know we shooting for the wrong thing. What about some 18:12 of Luke?
Okay. The book of Luke. On the book of Luke, chapter 18, and pick it up at verse 12. The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, young lion, if you're winning tonight, take your time. Although WCC saying, keep it going, Steve. You can talk some more, man. We won't talk no more.
All right.
You're ready. Close the stadium. You're on the clock. So you see, you know, we know the world trying to catch us in something, but we're not worrying about that. All we trying to tell you, six and on the count. Listen, the Bible is right. Don't worry about the one that's telling you, look at the Bible. It'll help you and help your loved ones if you obey. You listen to personality and get to the Bible. Young lion, you on the clock. Come on.
I'm just going to thank Yahweh for another day to read this word and read Haggai chapter 2, verse 20 down to 23. Haggai the seer, verse 2, 20 down to 23, 2 reads. And again, the word of Yahweh came into Haggai in the 4th and 20th day of the month, saying, 21, speaking to Zerubbabel, governor of Yada Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. 22, and I will overthrow the thrones of kings, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the 17 nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, see, we come humble, and this ministry is directed to the six anointed counts. Listen, we got to keep the feast days. We got to lead by example. Because if we lead by example, we're going to be all right. As a matter of fact, since you was over there in Haggai, come back and give me a couple verses out of Haggai while you're there. Y'all lying? What verse you left off on?
Verse 22.
We'll come back to 1, and I'll read Haggai 12 down to the bottom. Come back to Haggai 1:12.
All right. The book of Haggai, chapter 2, and picking up at verse 1, and swinging over to 12,
no,
right?
Take it back. No, chapter, yeah. 2, and pick it up on my verse 12.
All right. The book of Haggai 2:1. In the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by the seer Haggai, saying, 12, if one bear righteous flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be righteous? And the priest answered and said, no. 13, then said Haggai the seer, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, should it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Verse 14. Then answered Haggai the seer and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, said Yahweh. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. Verse 15. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, and before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahuwah. 16. Since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fat for to draw, hold on, when one came to the press fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were, okay, but 20. Verse 17, I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and all the labors of your hand. Yet you turned not to me, saith Yahuwah. Verse 18, consider now from this day and hour, from the 24th day of the ninth month, even from the day that the foundation of Yahuwah's temple was laid, consider it. 19. Is the seed yet in the bar? Yes, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day will I bless.
Well, hold on, young man. Hey, hold on, young man. Back up and look at Haggai 2, verse 4, and 12 to 14, and that'll do it. We'll leave it like that. Haggai chapter 1, 2, verse 4, 12 to 14. And that's enough, WCC. We'll get the rest of it Wednesday.
Book of Haggai, chapter 2, 2 down to verse 4 and 12 down to 14. 2 reads, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Yada Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jesedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Verse 4. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Yahuwah, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, saith Yahuwah, and work, for I am with you, saith Yahuwah of hosts. Verse 12. If one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and which his skirt do touch bread or pots or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be righteous? And the priest answered and said, no. Verse 13. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Verse 14. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people. And so is this nation before me, saith Yahuwah. And so is every work of their hands. And that which they offer there is unclean.
And what it say? And one